legacy. For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup.
Hello and welcome to the Brady Bros Boston Sports Podcast, where we cover everything in the Boston sports world. My name is James Brady, and alongside me, my brother Nicholas. Say hello to the people.
Hello, everyone. It's been a while.
Yeah, but I'm just going to cut in real quick and just say we decided to do something different. I think we need to get it right off the bat.
Hold on.
Oh.
I've said two words.
Oh, run it back.
Go run it back. Okay. Hello, everybody. Today is Thursday, June. June, yes, yeah, summertime, 27th, and this is episode 26. We actually recorded episode 26.
It's 26 and a half, because we recorded 26, and then it never came out, and then it's 26 again.
26 part 2!
Yes.
But, yes, now you can interrupt.
Alright, so now, I'm gonna be, like, right off the bat, we're doing things a bit different today. First difference is we're actually recording a podcast.
First, yes.
That's first difference is we're actually doing this.
Also, the intro is lying now because we are no longer alongside each other.
No.
We're facing each other.
New arrangement.
What seems like a pretty long table.
It is a pretty long table. I moved everything I own around basically because
I didn't feel like doing something.
I forget what it was, but I'm like that. When I get like something I don't want to do, I will do everything else. I had to do something today. I think I had to write thank you cards, right? I'm like, I don't feel like doing that. I counted all of the change I have in my room so I wouldn't have to do that.
We're
getting way off track already, which is
real quick
what it's going to be anyway. So there's a lack of sports going on. We only got the Red Sox playing right now. Not a ton going on in the Boston sports world. To compensate with that and along with some other newer ideas, we're going to do the first half of this show as sports. We're still going to get the, you know, sports coverage that we always have, probably condensed a little bit less in depth, trying to just hit major stories. And then the second half, we're just going to kind of open it up talking about life. We're going to see how this goes for a couple of episodes.
It's a free-for-all as well. Yeah,
we thought we were going to do something different. I am not very prepared with what I'm going to say. I don't think you are.
Do you want me to show you the document that I have?
Yeah. Blank. It is completely blank. But anyways, that's what to look forward to at the end of this episode, or frankly, just click off once we say the last words about sports. Anyways, we are going to get right into it. Red Sox, the only active team. So we're coming at you with all we got at the front, and then the rest of this is just going to be an unorganized nightmare.
Sorry, continue.
All right, so Red Sox, they are 6-4 in their last 10 games, which is all right. They were 7-3 when I wrote the prep, and then we didn't record for 2 days, so now they're down to 6-4. And the biggest thing I want to get into right off the bat is the struggles they've had closing out games. It has been horrific to see what these Red Sox have done. They've had a couple of good games where last Friday they overcame a 5-1 deficit to beat the Blue Jays, and then the next day had a 6-0 lead, blew all 6 runs of that lead, and lost the game 7-8. And just yesterday, Wednesday, they blew a 7-6 lead in the ninth to lose.
On a game they came back, they scored three runs in the eighth or four in the eighth or something. So they were down like 6-4. They came back 7-6, lost it in the bottom or the top of the ninth.
Top of the ninth. So that's where the Red Sox have been at. We just need to keep winning games. We need to cross our fingers and hope the Rays and the Yankees lose a lot, which they're not, which isn't very good. But currently we are how many games back? That I don't actually know.
I don't even have the standings up.
I'm going to pull those up right now. We are currently 9 games back, which is not good. We had it down to like 7 or 6 a while ago, but now we're back up to 9. I'd like to see that down to, I don't know, 7, I think is best case scenario before the All-Star break. So that is something to look forward to, and we do have a chance to get at least 2 of those games back with games in London on Saturday and Sunday against the Yankees. They're doing a London series. This was like a big deal. First time this is being done in baseball. Thoughts on the London series?
No, I like it. I like the idea of, you know, promoting, I guess, our different sports in these countries. You see with football mostly, with they do games in London almost every year, don't they?
They have for the last couple of years, and they've done Mexico City as well.
Mexico. So we got baseball going over to England now. And I think, from what I've heard, I think, like, tickets are pretty hard to come by. Like, it's like they're selling a decent amount of tickets. Not like no one's going to show up type of thing. So I think it's just good to, like, promote this stuff, you know, to other countries. And especially countries that maybe, like, aren't so involved in, like, I guess players here. You see a lot of players from, you know, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, like that type of thing. So expanding, like, kind of overseas almost. I don't know, that kind of sounds bad, I guess. But no, just promoting our culture, you know, kind of shoving in other countries' faces like we do.
That's just kind of how our country is made, though.
But I wanted to go back to the closing issue because our bullpen is not great.
It really is not.
It's not great. And I want to, I guess, I'm going to pick kind of on Matt Barnes here just because he was the fall guy yesterday, blowing the save. But he is now 4-for-10 in save opportunities. He went into yesterday 4-for-9, blew another save, so he's 4-for-10 now. Ryan Brazier is the main closer with 7 saves. But, you know, Matt Barnes, you need, and this kind of goes without, like, the Red Sox didn't re-sign Kimbrel, obviously. We've spent so much time talking about that. But, like, we don't have a closer.
No.
We don't have one guy we go to. We don't have one guy that's super consistent, super... You can't put him... Like, we don't have one guy you can put in for one inning. He's going to get you 3 outs, no runs, maybe a hit, that type of thing. We do have some decent relief pitchers, like young guys. Marcus Walden, who I believe is a rook. No, he's definitely not a rookie because he's 30 years old. Or maybe he is. I feel like there's someone that was a rookie, right?
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, no, he... Oh, this... No, he played last year. Okay. He played last year. My bad.
That there's at least one who's a rookie, and it really hurts me that...
I thought it was him.
His name's escaping me right now.
I'm looking at their entire roster, and I can't find it.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Speaking of roster, though, they have injuries.
Lots
of injuries, so... Chavis has been holding it down at first base because both Pierce and Moreland have been injured. Evaldi's been out for a month or two now, so he was on the curve getting better, has hit some minor complications in his recovery, so he's going to be out a little bit longer than was expected. So once he gets back to the rotation, and hopefully he's pitching like he was last year, that'll be very exciting to see him come back. Hector Velazquez has been out for a little bit, and so has Heath Hembree, so just more pitchers that have been out. We need back, hopefully, to really round out our bullpen and our rotation because pitching has been a massive issue. Usually the bats can get going, but pitching has just really been a big issue for the Red Sox this season. And seeing what we've seen in the last week with all these blown save opportunities, blown leads, it really bothers me that we didn't even really try to go after Craig Kimbrel again, it seemed like. We didn't really go after Dallas Keuchel at all. And I'm hoping we make some acquisitions maybe towards the trade deadline where we can get someone a little more solid where you play 8 innings of baseball and then you know you have that guy that's just lock it down in the 9th, make it an 8-inning game. I think that's what the Red Sox need to work towards. Obviously very hard to find someone of that talent that would fit on the current roster we have, but I think if we can work towards just getting the relief and getting the closing pitching, that will take care of a lot of the Red Sox struggles that have been plaguing them recently.
Yep, I think the next thing is the All-Star break is coming up. So the Red Sox have 2 games in London, as we mentioned previous, where they are technically the home team, but obviously a very far away from home there. And they go into a series with the Blue Jays and another series with the Tigers. So they are on the road until the All-Star break, which is the 8th, 9th, and 10th. It might be the 11th as well, or they might just coincidentally have that day off. The actual All-Star game is Tuesday, July 9th at 7:30 p.m. at Progressive Field. I forget. That's
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Okay, so if you're in Cleveland or can travel, All-Star game. I don't know when the Home Run Derby or any of that is going on. That's usually the night before, right?
It's all thrown in there. But speaking of All-Stars that we have that have been voted, I'm not sure if they're 100% in.
The starters are announced tonight, and then the full rosters are announced Sunday night.
So I'm not sure if this is guaranteed ins or not, but Mookie Betts for the outfield and then J.D. Martinez were the two All-Stars that we had. I'm sure we could go on and on about Xander Bogaerts, you know, him being...
this guy, you can make him being case gypped. For a couple of guys.
But...
Rafael Devers.
Yeah, so a couple of guys in the Red Sox that I think at least should have had the light shone on them a little bit more than they did. But Mookie and JD were the two front runners for the Red Sox. JD, when I was looking at the voting, looked like he was a little bit more ahead than Mookie was fighting for a top three starting spot. I think at this point they're all guaranteed to play or be on the team at least. And then from there, the voting will decide who is starting, which obviously announced tonight, full rosters, like you said, later on. So that we will know and be able to update you on pretty soon, as you know, next week we'll know all of that information. That's pretty much it. For the Red Sox, other than Steven Wright being back after doing a lot of drugs apparently in the off season, but no performance enhancing drugs, 80 game suspension. He's back. He pitched one inning, gave up zero runs, struck out one, allowed one hit, and hit a batter. So he is in peak form right
now.
Just
want to test out everything.
Test the waters. All right, moving on.
Moving on. Today in sports history.
Our award-winning segment.
Yeah.
Always held down very
super original.
Very well.
We do loads of research to find these facts. Takes out. Not really.
No.
This is kind of an interesting one. As many of you may have been paying attention to the NBA recently with the draft and the awards ceremony, with Giannis Antetokounmpo just winning MVP. It is on this date in 2013, June 27th, that Giannis was drafted 15th overall to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep, Giannis got drafted, and he's...
And 6 years later, he's an All-Star.
Really, really good. I'd say probably one of the better...
All-Star, he's an MVP, like, what am I saying?
Looking back at it, him being drafted 15th is kind of crazy. If you think about just how much talent, because he's one of...
Actually, I'm going to
look... I'd say he's a top five player in the league right now.
I'm going to look who went first in that draft.
2013. I don't remember draft classes. I don't really follow drafting
basketball. Me either. That's why I'm Googling it.
All right. So, as you look at
Anthony Bennett.
Was first overall.
Yep. Victor Oladipo, Otto Porter, Cody Zeller, Alex Len, Nerlens Noel. This is not a good draft class. Steven Adams.
Well,
Kelly Olynyk.
Oh boy. We have some heated opinions on Kelly Olynyk. But basically Giannis was a steal. A lot of not as good players went before him. Arguably all of the players that went before him were not as good as he is. But we'll move forward into the Boston Celtics. They have a little bit of news because the NBA draft was somewhat recently, within the last couple weeks. So I will read out the Celtics draft picks, and I know next to nothing about all of these guys. I did a little bit of research when looking up the picks, but very, very minimal. I don't follow college basketball at all, except for making a really dumb March Madness bracket every year that usually doesn't win anything. So, first pick that the Celtics had, they had, what, four picks, which is pretty good. We've had a lot of draft picks recently just because of trades from a while ago.
Screwed over Brooklyn that one time.
That are all cashing in now. So, first round, 14th overall, we take Romeo Langford from Indiana State. I believe he's a guard. Pretty good at shooting from what I've heard. That's about all I know.
The Celtics posted some promotional thing on Instagram for one of the guys, I can't remember who it was.
Next pick we had was 22nd overall. I believe we had like a 20th pick. It was traded around and a bunch of other stuff that I didn't really follow. So I'm pretty sure it was first round, 22nd overall pick, Grant Williams from Tennessee. Second round, 33rd overall, Carson Edwards. And second round, 51st overall, Tremont Waters. Hopefully I pronounced all those right. So a couple of new guys to look for in the rotation. Hopefully we can get that young talent coming up. We've always talked about the Celtics having a very good young core. And
Looking to add to it.
The last thing is we signed Taco Fall, who's 7'6". You might remember him from...
I feel like, why did you need to put that?
UCF, right? UFC? UCF.
UCF.
UFC is where they fight each other.
Just coming out of the UFC, yeah, we signed John Cena to 10-day contract.
I don't think he's WWE. MMA.
Nope, that's...
WWE.
That's it.
Okay, so Taco Fall...
Too many acronyms.
...signs an Exhibit 10 contract, which I have no clue what that is. So I looked it up, putting her in the prep. It's a one-year contract that pays the minimum salary. So he got passed up in the draft, and everyone kind of thought he was going to get drafted, at least as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, I was surprised. I went back the next day.
March Madness performance, but...
Yeah. I mean, he probably got glorified because of the March Madness performance. Yeah. Because I'd never heard of him before that. And then all of a sudden they were like, hey, this guy's really tall.
But I think we've always been talking about needing a bigger center, and I think this is about as big as they come. 7'6". The man barely jumps to dunk a basketball, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
We will quickly get in some trade rumors, because there's all sorts of those swirling around. Because it's
the time of the year
in the NBA. So basically some front runners here. Steven Adams... A possible acquisition by the Celtics. Another one I looked at actually earlier today, just added this, was apparently, according to sourcing that I have not checked at all, in a random Instagram post.
It's always Woj.
No, it's not Woj, dude.
It's always Woj.
It wasn't Woj, which is probably not reputable, but...
I feel like Woj isn't reputable.
Who knows, man.
But
anyways, so it said that the Celtics were emerging as a frontrunner for Kemba Walker, so it'll be interesting. I don't know if... Honestly,
I mean, like, I'll try that means out. Kyrie's gone, right?
I think
you can't have Kyrie and Kemba and Tatum on the same.
No, you can't have. Yeah, so Al Horford might be leaving because he became an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, he declined his player option, unrestricted free agent.
So there's rumors of where he will go.
I mean,
I forget who the lead team.
Dallas was a rumor.
Okay.
Dallas was a rumor because they have the two young guys in Doncic and Porzingis. Mm-hmm. Al Horford, it could just be a case of he's getting older and he's seeing who will give him the most money.
It could be that. I've heard slight rumor that it could just be him wanting to work out a new contract in general. I'm not really sure what it is, but I don't blame him at this point. You know, whatever he decides is best for him, whether he's trying to go on a true championship team that he thinks can take him all the way, if he's just looking for the money.
Oh, he should stay here.
I have no clue.
I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. The only three guys I want at... Whatever can happen, but come tip off 2019.
Yep.
I want Tatum, Brown, Smart on the court.
I think
on
all
the team.
I think all of them will be on the team. I'm not too.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about Davis anymore there, because there was talk about like shipping Brown and Tatum off for Davis, but
yeah.
Davis went to the Lakers, and if that's not tampering, I don't know what is.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure tampering even exists anymore. Let's be honest.
Best thing ever would be if they sucked.
I want them.
And they're not going
so bad.
And now there's rumors like they're looking at
Kemba.
Well, Kyrie. People just
want. They want everyone to go to the Lakers, and I don't know why.
Which is stupid because people want super teams, right? But then like the Warriors happen with KD, and they're like, "Oh, what is this garbage?
Yeah, calling them a
sign five All Stars." And then this year with the Lakers, they're like, "Hey, yeah, let's do it,
dude." Apparently, LeBron is surrendering his number 23 to Anthony Davis.
I just saw that as well.
Who knows? I
that's
because
it's gonna get retired.
I hope
Cleveland.
He wears number.
He doesn't care.
Yeah,
about
I hope that. He wears number 84 to represent the age that his hairline looked back in the day.
Good one.
Yep, nice. That was great. That's just indication of what we got coming ahead. Bruins.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Yep. This hurts. Lost in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals 4-1. Bruins had an outstanding first period.
They lost in the first period.
Yeah, they had an outstanding first period, yet somehow managed to leave the period down 0-2 in the first 20 minutes, and from there it went downhill. That was the hardest they fought all game.
They win that game, dude.
But I don't think we can go through this without mentioning Jordan Bennington because
he had
one of the best games of his career so far, and he's a rookie.
I'd say series aside from the one game we put in seven
where they pulled him, but I mean, there were so many opportunities.
Do they have rookie of the year in the NHL, I presume?
Yeah, but I don't think it factors in postseason a lot.
Oh, this
a lot
garbage
of leagues
again?
Don't do this. Yeah.
Okay, well, he should be rookie of the year.
Yeah, but for one performance, but...
Dude, look at the entire offseason. I'm sure it's more the same.
I think we really can't go without mentioning his name because there were so many opportunities that he was somehow in front of. Honestly, getting the one goal late helped a little bit, just saying we didn't get shut out in game seven, but
in Boston, that's
in Boston. It sucked to watch. I mean, the Bruins left everything they had in the first period.
Yeah.
But that it just didn't work out.
A phenomenal year though for like the ups and downs they went through, all the injuries they had.
I think if they keep the same core, you're looking at another run. I think this run was a lot of, I don't want to say getting lucky, but I'm not sure you can, like, this is just because we have so many skilled players that we got to the Stanley Cup. I don't think it's guaranteed. They fought really hard, but I think that, I think we can make a run again next year.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, it's too early. The NHL draft happened. I don't know who anyone is, mostly because they come from, like, Russia and then Scandinavia, so I have no clue who anyone is. And Canada.
You and I both thought Chara was going to leave after this year.
Yep.
We thought it was...
I still think if they win the Stanley Cup, he's gone.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
But it doesn't matter.
You and I were both under the impression that he was probably done. He's getting old. He's been in the league, what, 20 years now? 20 seasons?
20 or 21, something like that.
But an Instagram post has... Well, the way we...
Interpreted it,
he basically... You know, thanking the fans for the season, all the hard work, that type of thing, but ended it with saying, we will be back, as in, you know, him included. So that leads us to believe that he is planning on coming back for...
At least another year.
The man played the final two games with his jaw broken, three games.
Yep, his jaw was wired shut. My favorite thing that came out of that was them saying, like, Zdeno Chara is what jaw wired shut and will be taking minimal questions. Like, who is dumb enough?
He was going to take, he was going to write
out
the
answer.
Yeah,
but who's dumb enough to go question a man who can't talk? That's so stupid.
Chara.
They're just going to ask him a million questions. He's just going to sit there with a blank face, just looking at you, muttering something like, because he can't talk. So, anyways.
Hopefully Zdeno Chara is coming back.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't have to wear that stupid fishbowl for a really long time. That would be a real bummer.
I think he's probably all right.
All right, we move on to the last team in New England that anyone cares about, at least in my opinion, the Patriots. And nothing, and I mean nothing, has happened. Tom Brady posted a thing with Peyton Manning on his Instagram.
That they were friends all along.
That they were friends. Everyone's just memeing it. Peyton Manning has a big head. I don't really know where to go with this.
Yeah.
That's about all we have for the Patriots. So now is where things...
When is preseason?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Okay.
I think they might release a schedule or something.
We're getting
so...
kind of close. Like, within...
We're getting close. Let's just look it up. To getting close. Like, we're moving in on...
Preseason. Like, preseason. I know they released the schedule.
We're moving in on like more practice days.
August, come on, load. August 8th.
Is preseason?
Yeah, so 2 months.
All right, so...
Less than 2 months.
We're not too far out. We'll probably see... There will
be like
more mini-camp stuff going on, but, I mean, we'll probably be in pretty quiet waters for the Patriots. We've already talked about who's come and gone. We won the Super Bowl, so that's pretty hype.
Yeah,
I just remind you. Yeah.
Where are we? I'm trying to look for our games. We can do that another time. All right, though.
But yeah, we'll have that a little more prepared for next week. I think this leads us to, though, the open waters of opportunity.
We've left shore.
Yep.
We're in international waters. We're 15 nautical miles or whatever.
We're heading straight for an iceberg. Anyways, I think we didn't talk about it before, even
though
we both
said we were
gonna,
like, hey, we'll do it. Okay, last
sports story.
We have a story.
This will be the first one. This is kind of loosely related to sports.
I'm going back to see what the exact date was. Who did we play?
Wasn't the 11th? I'll check my calendar synced.
Did we lose? We lost,
right? We definitely lost.
No, it was the day after the 11th, the 12th, I think.
Was it? No.
I think so, yeah, because it was 9 to 5. We didn't...
Hold on. Let me check this. Was it the 12th?
I think it was the 12th.
I'm going to check. I have it saved somewhere.
Yeah, Texas wins a wild ejection-filled game in Boston.
No, Because this Snapchat says June 12th, 3:04 a.m. So was the 11th.
How?
The writing must have been the 12th. It's the day after.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, you're right.
We don't know how schedules work, but it was June 11th.
No, you don't know what it is? I can't read a calendar.
It was a fair Boston night.
It was about here.
Yep.
We live about 2 hours away from Boston.
Yep.
It was here around noon. James comes into my room.
1 o'clock, probably even.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Red Sox tickets are like $20.
$20.
I don't know. The cheapest were like $10. And you led with that. You're like, hey, tickets are $10. And I really, you know, I wasn't in the mood to go. I wasn't feeling too great. I was like, I'm not looking forward to a long drive. But what sealed the deal... James talked me into it. Sealed the deal.
I think I bought them both. I'm just like, yeah, we're going.
Yeah, he just kind of bought them and forced me into it. It was commemorative ring night. It was 2007, right?
2007 rings.
2007. So we got him where he's reaching for his right now.
You can't see this because this is a podcast.
But it's not like a real World Series ring, obviously.
It's pretty cool, though. I'm not going to lie.
But it's definitely, you know,
it's a cool piece good-looking. For sure.
It's a good piece of memorabilia. So we get there. We get our rings. We're super hype. We're hanging out down by the field, hoping some players are going to come over. No one comes over.
Yeah.
We take our seats down the right field line. No foul balls near us.
I'm going to make this a lot less boring and skip through about the entire game.
They ended up losing. We lost. Well, Benny got thrown out. Cora got thrown out.
The other manager got thrown out for the Texas
Rangers.
Yelled at someone. They kicked him out.
I don't know what they got
thrown out. Mookie hit a home run in the ninth. We all thought the rally was coming. Then three straight outs. Anyways, yeah. We're leaving. We get back to where we're parked. At
probably
this point,
11:30-ish. Yeah.
11:30.
We get the keys. We pull out of the driveway.
Ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Yeah.
Flat tire.
Just
flat tire.
On the rim flat. Like, not even, oh, it's kind of deflated. No,
not even like you hear the hissing. No, like the hissing is long past.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so we literally immediately pulled. Like, we were in the car for 20 seconds, not maybe. Like... immediately pull over. James and I had never changed a tire before, and that might seem kind of hard to believe, and like, you guys both took driver's ed, right? Yeah. They showed us a video of how to change a tire.
I don't even think I watched a video of how to... I just watched a lot of car crashes. That was just my class, though. Anyways.
But we were like, hey, we can do this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get the supplies, jack up the car, lug nuts are off, hubcaps off. We're tugging on the tire. Tire won't come off.
It will not come off for the life of us.
We call AAA. We're like, all right, we got to call AAA. We call AAA. It's about 12 o'clock now. AAA is like, all right, great. We'll be there within an hour. So we're just hanging out in the middle of the street.
We were playing catch at one point.
We were playing catch, but then someone from AAA called me back to like, hey, it's going to be more like 2 hours, maybe an hour and a half. There's a lot of people broken down right now. And we were both like, all right. I was like, I just turned to James. I was like, James, we can get this tire off in 2 hours.
We
like,
have so much time. We were determined. We could do
what
this.
Really works really well, guys, is if you tug on the tire so much that the car falls off the jack and it hits the ground and the tire comes off, because that's what ended up happening. Say what you will, it worked.
Not entirely. Ha, puns, tire. No, but we did put, yep, that's the end of podcast. Thank you for listening. He is now left. Anyways,
I hate you for saying that.
We did have the spare tire underneath, so it didn't, like, fall on your hands or anything.
No, I'm okay for those people concerned, which was no one.
No one. I wasn't concerned in that moment. Tire came off, though.
We changed said tire.
Yeah.
AAA guy gets there. He's super confused because, as far as he knew, we had a flat tire and we needed help.
But the spare was already on.
He gets there, the spare's on. He's like, what do you guys need help with? We explained. He's like, you know what? Just to be safe, you got a long drive home. Because, again, we were in Boston. Like, we still had a 2-hour drive home. I was like, we're going to flip it, put it on the back in case anything happens. We flipped it, put it on the back, went to a gas station, aired up the tires to make sure everything was up to speed. Get home, 3 a.m., 3:15.
Yep.
With our rings, made it all worth it.
Yes.
So...
I just want to add... So, we both knew, like, if you have a spare tire, you're supposed to drive slower. So, you drove... On the main highway, speed limit is 65, so you did about 65 the entire way
home. I did like 60.
60, 65 on the way home. You looked it up the next day, because our mom mentioned, hey, how fast did you go? Because you're not supposed to go very fast on spares. We're both like, oh, you know, like 60, whatever. You looked it up. How fast?
Recommended 50 miles an hour. So we were going a little quick.
A little quick. Avoided all blowouts, though. Got new tires.
Tires still intact. I drove it for like 200 miles on the spare, which you're also...
You're not supposed to do that either.
Not supposed to do that.
That shows about how prepared we are.
You gotta work.
Hey, man.
Got back. Got new tires because...
Because you can't drive around with flat ones, we've also...
Well, that also. But like, as some people are probably saying, like, can't you patch the tire? Yeah, not when... What I think was someone stabbing it in the sidewall, because that's the only thing that makes sense.
It literally just looked like cut open. It was kind of sad.
So, yeah. Don't park in Somerville.
Yeah, we... That was a long night. That was a really long night. Like, it was really fun looking back on it. It was a good experience. It's a good story now. But, man, that was a really, really long night.
We made it. We got our rings.
We got the rings. Watch them lose a game. Yeah.
Worth it. 10 out of 10 would do again.
All right. Do we have any direction from here?
No, because I'm unprepared. So this
All right. Well,
for those of you who care, which is hopefully...
Hopefully some of you. Hopefully some of you.
Well, I guess some of you. The sports part of the podcast is now over. If that is what you tune in for, thank you very much for listening. Now we'll be...
If you're going to leave, that is. Don't. He's not recommending you leave because sports
is over. I'm kind of recommending you leave because I don't know where this is going. All right.
Anyways, like, I don't know. I have a very boring life. I turned 18. I graduated high school. That was all pretty boring.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Nothing really wild happened.
No, that was unfortunate.
Which was unfortunate.
It was just a long day for, like, not, like, a good story. Because, like, obviously it's good, like, you graduated. You had your party.
No. Actually, something exciting did happen that day. I kind of forgot about this. And you know about this. But I just think we should share. So... we had a party with a bunch of my friends after, and I went with all my friends. We pull up to the party, and I get out, I'm talking to my family, and I talk to my mom, and she's like, oh, guess what? I just got a call from the police department. And I'm like, what happened? Like, why are they calling you? They're like, oh yeah, they just picked up our dog.
Our dog went to jail.
So our dog broke out of their enclosure that we have outside so they can spend the days outside.
For those of you concerned, this is a humane enclosure.
Yes.
Plenty of space.
Yep.
They have water, toys.
We turned the electric fences on. No,
electric fences. Go back.
Anyways, so our dog broke out. Someone reported it to the police. Police showed up, and we're freaking out because our dog has a history of, like, not being friendly to people, growls at people. Has tried to bite people in the past, and we're, like, freaking out, like, oh my god, it's gonna bite the cop. Cop's gonna be like, you gotta put it down. So apparently cop rolls up, opens his door, dog just gets right in the car, like he's done this before.
Which, maybe...
Maybe he has. Maybe he's got a history, but... Yeah. So they drove down and picked up our dog from jail the day I graduated high school. So that was the best story that turned out.
From jail.
No, that would have been a way better story. But
yeah,
our dog got arrested on my graduation day. I'll keep rolling with graduation. You were kind enough to get me a graduation present. Got me some G Fuel energy.
Oh yeah,
you're sipping welcome. That right now. But I bring this up, and I don't know if I've told you this or not, but the flavor you got me, fruit punch, it reminds me exactly of the fruit punch they had at our elementary school. They had, like, these 12-ounce bottles. I think it was Minute Maid fruit punch, and this is, like pure...
Pure sugar. Just I know pure exactly sugar.
Like, this is, like, basically crack for children.
Like, this was before, like, the Michelle Obama...
Yeah, this
like,
was before 2000...
Healthy...
Yeah, 2000... What was it? 9? When... Obama was in office, and then whenever Michelle Obama decided we need to stop cranking out fat
but even
kids
they,
in America.
They, no, but, like, they stopped selling these before that, though.
I think I know why, too. So they were selling these, they're 12 ounces, and I tried to look up the label today and find if I could find the exact bottle. I couldn't find the bottle. Nowadays, of Minute Maid Fruit Punch, 12 ounces has 30 grams of sugar in it.
It probably had more.
I think back in the day, it was around 40-something. And you're like, okay, one kid eating like 40 ounces of sugar. No, grams, not grams. Ounces. Very different.
Woo!
40 grams of sugar. Like, yeah, that's not healthy, but that's whatever. I think one of my friends drank 4 of them in a day, which is briefly before they stopped selling them. So kids were drinking like 3 or 4 of these a day. And I'm pretty sure that's why they stopped selling them.
So if you have any experience with little kids, imagine a regular little kid, all the energy they have. Imagine this little kid on over 120 grams of sugar.
Yeah, it was bad back in the day. There was school was a lot more fun back then because you could just eat whatever, do whatever.
They sold like Sunny D, but, like ice cream. They never do that now.
No. But yeah, so apparently you cannot sell beverages that have that much sugar in them anymore.
Yeah, James and I were in elementary school before Fortnite dances were a thing, believe it or
not. Those were the good days, man.
Yeah.
You don't have any good stories, and I feel like I'm just kind of carrying.
Keep going.
Carrying.
Keep chugging along.
I think it was a couple days ago I asked you to find like a good uplifting sports story because I was going to do like a feel good, like a good and bad of the overall sports world. We're expanding outside of Boston sports.
Okay. To be clear, you didn't ask me to do that.
I did ask you to do that like a day or two ago. I said, can you find a sports story?
Okay. Here.
Well.
Too late now.
It is far too late.
So I was supposed to be the happy
one. You were supposed to be the happy one because I found the really awful one.
Roll the depressing, dark, morbid. Yeah.
This is not morbid. No one died. No one died. Yes. It came close, but. So I was looking up some sports stories, seeing what I could find. This was the best one, and best, I mean, just, like, I'm a bad person, but funniest one I came across, and I'll try to read this headline without just breaking out laughing.
Do you want to just post it in so I can read it?
No, okay. I want to read it to you.
Okay.
But I'm probably just going to laugh through the entire delivery.
All right, hold on.
Take a second.
Take a sip of water.
Take a sip of water. Compose myself.
Because this is possible. You have to deliver it straight in one go, otherwise it's not as funny.
All right.
So compose yourself, take a deep breath.
You're trying to hype me up for this, makes it way worse. All right. Horrific crash saw racing driver thrown from car as she slams into tree. Oh, that's not the end of the headline.
What?
Before being run over by another racer.
Oh, man.
So I took the liberty of reading this story. It's pretty bad.
How can you not?
No one died. Only
okay.
Minor injuries. But so basically, these two cars collided. A lady shoots out her windshield into a tree.
Was she wearing a seatbelt?
I have no clue.
Kids wear your seatbelts. Like,
no, it's a racing. I think she was, but like, got hit so hard that like the car hit. She is ejected from the car, hits a tree, ends up back on the race course, and then proceeds to get run over by another racer.
Oh my. And she's okay. Minor injuries.
She's good. Yeah, so that was the bad sports story, and now we have nothing because you failed to deliver.
Vanderbilt won the College World Series.
No one cares. Literally no one cares. No good stories. None of your friends have crashed a car, been run over by it shortly thereafter, any of that.
Well, they haven't been run over by it, but...
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, that's good.
Yo, whoa!
Alright,
these are people I know.
Well, you have nothing.
I told you. I showed you.
That's
showed you what
really
I was,
disappointing.
I showed you what I came with at the beginning of the room.
You can't think of anything off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head? How do I follow up lady gets thrown from car and then gets run over by another car?
Hopefully something less depressing than that.
Well, it does remind me of a video I saw on Driver's Ed.
What would that be? Back to Driver's Ed. Here we go.
Well, it's the same thing, basically. This dude was going down the highway. It was like a helicopter view. I think it was like a police chase.
Oh, those
and a guy was like in a... I think it was like a like one of those utility vans.
Like
not
a
Ford Transit,
box
but like...
Van.
Yeah,
or
but like...
Not, basically, not that big.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
The pedophile van.
Okay.
The pedophile van.
You joke
with your friends about the white van. It was one of these vans.
Okay, well, here we go.
What was in the back? Couldn't tell you. Again, helicopter view. Gets hit on the highway, I believe, by a police officer chasing him. You know how they, like,
yeah, they
try
get,
to tap
they hit the
back end to make him spin?
Yeah, they spin out.
Well, that worked a little too well, mind you. And this man ended up, the car ended up rolling.
Oh, I think, wait. Oh.
He shoots from said car across, and when I say highway, we live in a pretty rural area, and a highway around here is, two lanes going north, two lanes going south, separated by... some sort of median with trees, grass.
Yeah, something like that.
Pretty far distance. This was more of a city highway, five or six lanes. This man is in the middle of middle lane of one of the routes. He gets thrown across the median, which is just a concrete barrier, so there's no actual median, into the cars coming the other way, and he got run over. Shit. I don't think
that's a bummer.
I don't think
that's a real bummer.
He scraped by with minor injuries because I'm
Darn, I had something during that, and then I got. Oh, that one. Okay. Kind of different.
We're riffing here.
We're not riffing because none of this is funny.
You know how rappers go back and forth? James and I are like a couple of rappers.
That was the worst take you've ever had. That reminds me of just the video. This video. I don't know how I thought of this, but I was thinking about like people doing that like Drake, the Kiki challenge, you know, where they got out. Yeah. A lot of people also got hit by cars. Great. Good album. But anyways, you know how people would like be driving, get out of their car, do it, hop back in. Yeah. So I was thinking about that, but then I thought about this guy who was actually behind his boat wake surfing. And so for those of you that don't know, wake surfing is where the boat makes a really big like wave behind it, and you can surf that wave as the boat is moving forward and continually go with the boat, and usually eventually you fall out of the wake, but boat turns around, comes back for you. But this guy decided that he could go wake surfing by himself.
Innovative genius right there.
So he locks the steering wheel, so it's going straight forward. We're assuming it's not going to hit anything, because I don't think it did until eventually it did.
Well.
But locks the steering, locks the throttle, so it's consistently the same speed. And he gets out behind, and he's wake surfing, going really well. It's really cool. Because, like, usually you can surf back up to the boat if you're really good. Get back on the boat.
This, in theory, this is not a half bad idea. People can easily do it.
People have done it in the past. So this guy's wake surfing, and then he falls. And much to his dismay, the boat keeps driving. And I'm pretty sure it drove into land at some point.
It had to have, because if you don't... All right, and for those of you who don't know too much about boats, they actually have it, like, built in, like... that if you're not touching the steering wheel, the boat will just go in a circle. Like, it will slightly go to one direction, so the boat will just circle. Not, however, when you lock your steering wheel, because you're wake surfing behind your boat, to ride your own waves. So, yeah, his boat definitely crashed.
That reminds me of another story. Wow, I'm really pulling my way this episode.
Most of my
stories are really bad. This one came from boater's education. There's driver's education, there's boater's education. I did end up taking that course. Day of my life, I will never get back. But our instructor was talking about how important it is that there are certain like clips that you clip to yourself, you clip the key of the boat to yourself, so if you fall out, it kills the engine usually.
Yep.
Some boats don't have that, so they have the steering thing that you talked about where the steering will eventually go to one side and the boat will continue circling around. Theoretically, it runs out of gas.
Without hitting
anything, it will just stay in open water, the boat will circle around, and then it will run out of gas, so you can get back to your boat. Apparently that is called the circle of death, I am now told, because when you fall out, sometimes the boat just runs right around and back into you, which is apparently what happened to one of the boater ed dude's friends.
Oh, no.
He fell out of a boat, and then his boat ran him over, so...
Ghost boat ran him over?
Yep, ghost boat.
Man.
Yeah, so most of my stories are pretty trash, as you guys can tell. They involve a lot of people getting hurt.
I'm sorry, did you say trash or tragic?
Both.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Something in between, because it is a tragedy.
Of how bad they are.
And it is also a pretty bad story. I think that's... We're really running on fumes at this point.
Yeah.
Don't have a lot left. Some better preparation... May assist us. Yes.
Look around the room.
Considering that I, you know, had all of the extra stories, I did all of the prep beforehand too. So you can carry your weight next week. Bring some good stories to the table.
All right, I'll just have to go do some stupid stuff.
Something funny. I'm sure you've done plenty of stupid things, or people you know have done stupid things in their past. So feel free to bring it to.
Yeah, I guess we can't get worse than
the stories. Yep. Falling out of your car and getting run over.
Yeah, yikes. Okay.
That.
So we talked some sports.
Drummer.
We talked not some sports.
Yep.
That pretty much does
That's going to do it. I don't know how this is going to turn out. Thank you, first of all, if you stayed through this all.
Oh, yeah. Big props to you. Cause it probably...
If you don't go and immediately unsubscribe, smash your phone, and then jump off a bridge, I'll be honestly surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you do, I mean, think this is something cool, we'll be probably trying it out for the next couple weeks, see how it goes. Trying to make the podcast just a little more fun. I think we'll be trying some new things with just, like, if there's something we want to go off of, a tangent we want to go on, just go for it. Drop it, we'll see how it goes. We have editing to help us out, so we can probably erase about 90% of what we say. But yeah, so we'll see how that all goes and what comes in the future. Hopefully some funny stories, just some funny things we can talk about. Just, you know, spicing it up, making a little, you know, still factual in the sports department. We still both care about sports a lot, but, you know, switching things up, making it a little more exciting.
Yeah, that pretty much does it. Like you said, big props if you're still listening, if you made it through however long this was.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you think of the new format. If this is your first time listening, let us know what you think of the podcast in general. This is just a way to kind of a little bit more creative freedom.
A little more personal, too.
Yeah, a little more personal.
Get us involved. I think we'll do one of those things where no one's going to do it, but if you made it all the way through, just what's a funny thing they could put on, like, the Instagram or Twitter or something, tweeted at us, like, my boat ran me over or something.
Don't get run over by your own boat. Something about boats.
Something boats.
Can we name this episode Boats and Hoes?
No, we can't. I knew you were going to say it. I could have probably just said it before you, but I don't know, something funny. Just let us know you made it through the episode, what you thought, whatever it was. All of our social medias are basically at Brady Bros Boston, which are Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We'll probably have the ring unboxing up on Instagram, hopefully by the time you listen to this.
Oh, yes,
because
ring
we recorded
unboxing.
It. I don't think it ever saw the light of day yet, but now that you guys kind of know the whole story behind that night, the video...
It was a very impromptu...
Yep, very iPhone quality.
Yeah, it's not great, but...
Better than Android quality, though.
Way better. All right, you got anything else to add?
No, that's about it. I think that is... We're going to be a wrap for episode 26, hopefully 27's a little bit better as we figure out how this all works, making it a little more entertaining. But yeah, that's going to do it for episode 26. Appreciate your feedback and your ratings, subscribe, and platforms that we don't know exist but are uploaded to. So do that all. That's all I got to say. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next week. Hopefully the same day. I'm hoping this goes up Friday.
It will go up Friday.
Yes.
See ya! We'll be right back.